Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. The world is connected, not divided, by the sea. Through the circulation of proteins, goods, people, and ideas, the ocean contains an enormous, unexplored inventory of medicinal cures, unlimited energy, and the desalinated drinking water that each of us needs in exactly the same amount each day to survive. Climate change, extreme weather, and sea level rise can threaten any time, anywhere, in a tumultuous instant, making environmental refugees of us all. These are essential things, and we are living with them now. Most of us are familiar from our colonial history lessons with the idea of the commons, that central portion of land around which a settlement was built that was shared by all for pasturage of animals, agriculture, and general well-being. We may also be aware of the influential essay, Tragedy of the Commons, by ecologist Garrett Hardin, first published in Science in 1968, which describes a dilemma arising from a situation in which multiple individuals acting independently and rationally, consulting their own self-interest, will ultimately deplete a shared, limited resource, even when it is clear that it is not in anyone's long-term interest for this to happen. Turning to the ocean, we realize that it is the greatest common of them all. International law delimits national interest in ocean resources to an exclusive economic zone, up to 200 miles offshore. The balance, that is 64% of the ocean surface and 90% of its volume, lies outside such governance and includes the high seas, the ocean floor and subsoil, an enormous compendium of natural resources to include all marine species, minerals, chemicals, and genetic resources of incalculable value to humankind. This essential asset value must not be lost. It is a vast challenge to protect, manage, and sustain such a resource, especially when agreement involves multiple levels of governance and a broad spectrum of public and private enterprise. The tragedy of the ocean commons is evinced by the intrusion of polluting elements from the nations and their self-interests that invade and destroy the shared value without constraint, without question. In an article in the 2021 Proceedings of the U.S. National Academy of Science, Joachim Claudette and colleagues argue for equity as the guiding principle for transformational change from our current model of governance. To begin, specifically in the ocean sector, they suggest three initiatives to unite scientific exploration of the ocean deep-sea research and interdisciplinary international collaboration. First, to construct or repurpose vessels as a research fleet for the world. Ships and other data collection devices positioned globally as platforms for research by scientists anywhere. Second, to establish an international deep-sea station, comparable to the International Space Station. And third, to establish a global institute for the ocean to engage the international community in the co-production of knowledge, the discovery, cataloging, and stewardship of ocean biodiversity, and the distribution of educational services worldwide through public access and engagement. Finally, the authors suggest a specific governance structure for the vast areas that exist outside areas of national jurisdiction. That's 64% of the total ocean surface. A radical shift from the present efforts to address and regulate activity there by sector, by treaty, and by regulation, an approach that is complicated, difficult, and not particularly successful. Two alternatives are proposed. First, a public high-level panel for the sustainable ocean, similar to what has been established for a sustainable ocean economy, whereby 14 heads of state have created a unified partnership toward a common goal, executed independently from the confusion of interests and perspectives about the economic development and valuation of the ocean. And second, a private partnership of international financial executives who would lead by example, incorporating the most effective equitable practices into their business and recruiting others to accept equity and the principles of the commons seriously and substantially into their values, structures, and behaviors. How do we govern? How do we manage the ocean inside and outside national jurisdiction to use it responsibly, to sustain its value near and long term, and to assure its potential forever for the benefit of all mankind? How do we affirm, not deny, the transformational change required to meet the conditions and challenges we now face worldwide? These suggestions are first steps in a different direction, The ocean is free of the geopolitical boundaries that separate us and are the perimeters of our conflicts today. Can we manage it better, not apart? Can we realize the commonality of human experience through it, in it, for it, and for us all? The opportunity is there for a new, uncommon, common purpose. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.